Today's Shir is Daf Pei. We will begin on Daf Ayin Tesamah Pei's, the last words in the Amid. Tanya Rabbi Omer, we learned in a Braisa that the Rabbi taught us, Kol Shurim. Normally when the Torah speaks about a Shir, when it's speaking about a Shir, about eating, Kulam B'Chazayis. The Shir is always a Chazayis. Chutz Mi Tumas Eichlun. The halacha is that Eichlun, food, that become Tamei, Shina Kosa B'Mashman. That the Torah did not use the regular wording when it speaks about it. And there, the Shir is different. There, the Shir is Kebeya. And there's a famous Machloikus Rashi in Tosis when we say that the Shir of Tumas Eichlin is Kebeya, not a Kazayas. Rashi's opinion is that food is Makabal Tuma, even when it's as small as a kosher, even just a small amount of food. However, Rashi's opinion is that in order for food to be able to transfer Tumah further, there halacha is it has to be at least a Kebeya. Tosfos disagrees. And Tosfos says that even the Shir for Kabbalah's Tumah, even the Shir for food to become susceptible to Tumah is also a Kebeya. And if it's less than a Kebeya, it's not Mekabel Tumah. So here, as Chayil says the Gemara, Shishina Kosov b'Mashman, the Torah wrote the halacha differently, and therefore Shina Chacham b'Shurim, Chachamim decided that the shear for tumah for foods is not the regular shear of a kazayis. So many Achroinim asked the question that we've learned many times that all of the halacha that Shurim, the Gemara has quoted numerous times, are halacha l'Moshe Sinai. So how in our Gemara, as the Achroinim, is the Gemara saying that it's a posik and that the rules aren't always so hard and fast? So the Meretz Chayis answers that when we say that the Shiur Mahaloch L'Mosh Sinai, what the Gemara always means to say is that there are certain Shiurim, Akazayis, Kosevis, as we discussed, Kebeya, as we're discussing. Those are the numbers to be used. Those are the measurements to be used. But where to apply what measurement is to be used in what particular situation, that isn't the halacha l'Moshe Sinai. That is left up to the Chachamim to determine, the Chazal to determine what shear should be used in what circumstances. There, however, the Brisk Rav says that we're going to learn in our shear today, Mitzvah Shem, that indeed the shiurim are halachah l'Moshe Sinai, but those halachas were forgotten, and the Chachamim reminded us with what the halacha is in what particular circumstances. And that's what the Gemara means to say over here, that this, our Gemara that says that the Chachamim said that this is the way to look at the Shurim, is referring to after the halachas were forgotten, and now Chazal had to use their power to determine what should be done where. Another pshat that the Siach Yitzchak says, that very similar to the earlier pshat, is of indeed the Shurim are Halach L'Moshe Sinai. But the Torah left it up to the Rabbanon, the Chazal, to teach us what shear should be used, how to know that this is the shear, how to take psukim in the Torah, as we're about to learn right now in Mitzvah Shem, and say that this pasuk indicates that this is what should be learned or should be said in this circumstances. Ask the Gemara Raila, says the Gemara Raila Dova, that if the Pasuk teaches us something different, that the Pasuk teaches us something that comes to indicate that we shouldn't follow the regular halacha, we find that on Yom Kippur. Because as we've been discussing all for the last couple daf, since the Torah, when it speaks about Yom Kippur, doesn't use the word achila, but rather uses the word inui. So that's why we were able to explain in our previous shir that the shir achila on Yom Kippur is not a kazayis as usual, but rather the shir is a koseves. Here too, that's how we're going to apply that halacha. So ask the Gemara, my shin, as we just learned, my shin akosav mishmo, what does it mean that the Torah changed what it, from the way it usually speaks by Yom Kippur? Because the Torah, when it speaks about the Isser, Tid on Yom Kippur, Like Suna, the Torah doesn't couch it in the words of Achila, but rather the Torah describes it with the words of like Suna. And what does the Torah mean with that? My Shinu Chacham B'Shiure. As we've been discerning, the Shir is like the Shir is B'Kaseves, that the Shir is a Kaseves, not a Kazayas. Ask the Gemara, where do we find that this is a Rai from Yom Kippur? How do we see that this is a Raya? The Torah doesn't explicitly say that the Shir is Yom Kippur. So why does Yom Kippur serve as a good source to teach us the halacha of Tumas Eichlam? Answers the Gemara. Because what does the Torah say when it discusses the din of Tumas Eichlam? The Torah says, Mikol Eichel Asher Eichel. It would have been adequate that if the Torah wanted to tell us the foods are susceptible to Tumah, the Torah could have just said the words Mikol Eichel. So if that Torah would have just said Mikol Eichel, so that would mean that the Asher Eichel is here to teach us something. And maybe it's coming to teach us that the Shir is not a Kazayas, but rather the Shir is Kabeya. But says the Gemara that if that would be our entire source, I would say, have a minute, Orcha de Krahu, that the Torah only used that type of wording because the Torah many times uses that type of wording. In fact, I saw that Rashi explains, the Pasuk at the end of this Pasuk says, Mikol Mashka Sheyisasa. So we see that's the Torah's type of language. So we see that the fact that Torah uses that type of language, that's the Raya, that's why this is not a compelling Raya, that the Shir should be different. I saw Rabban Eliyakim explains the Gemara somewhat differently. He explains the Gemara that if by Yom Kippur, the Torah would have used this type of language, and that's how we would know that the Shir Achila B'Yom Kippur is different than the normal Shir, it would be a good Raya. But as we've been discussing, the way we know that the Shir Achila B'Yom Kippur is somewhat different is only because of the concept of Yisuvei Date. That's why it's not a compelling Raya. And in fact, I saw that other Mefarshim explained the Gemara that way exactly. We can't bring a Raya, they say, from Yom Kippur to Tumas Eichlin, because Yom Kippur, there's an attached, unique concept when we speak about Yom Kippur. And that's the concept of Yisuvei Date, which doesn't apply in other circumstances, and that's why it can't be a great Raya. So ask the Gemara, so how do we know indeed that Tumas Eichlam Kabeya Menolan, that the Shia of Tumas Eichlam is Kabeya? Says the Gemara, Amar Avu, Amar Belazar, the Amar Kro. The Torah says, Mikol Eichel Ashei Eichel. When the Torah describes the food that is susceptible to Tumah, it says, a Eichel that comes from Eichel. Where do we have, says the Gemara, Eichel Habama Eichel, one food that comes from another food? Ezazah, where do we have that case? By Beit HaNagoilus, by a chicken egg, that's a food that came out of another food, the egg that came out of the chicken. Ask the Gemara, if the description of where we learn Hilchas Tumas Eichlin is where we have a situation of one food emanating from another food, so ask the one, maybe it means a gedi, a goat, that it comes out of its mother. So that's a perfect example of Eichel Bami Eichel. Says the Gemara, when we speak about Eichel Abba Mitoich Eichel, it's talking about a food that's edible right away. Animal can't be eaten right away because we need to shecht it to make it edible. An egg can be eaten right away. But the question is, the chicken also needs to be eaten to be able to get to the egg. So the Tosfos Yom Kippurim says that the Gemara is referring to a situation where we find the egg in its mother's womb, that that egg, a pi ikur hadin, is edible right away. That's why it's eichel mitoich eichel. We shechted the mother, and when we shechted the mother, we found the egg in it. The mother is now edible, and the egg is now edible. Ask the Gemara v'ema. The Torah, the Gemara Masechta Chulin, the Fayin Dalid, has a very long sugya about Abad and Pekua. The halacha is that if an animal is found in the womb of its mother, the halacha is it may be eaten without shechita. Because when we shecht the mother, the shechita of the mother works for the child as well. So if that's the case, why don't we use the Ben Pekuah as the example of Eichel Be'al Mitoich Eichel, which again is much larger than the shear of the egg? Answers the Gemara, a Ben Pekuah Torn Kriya. A Ben Pekuah has to be, we have to salt it to be able to eat it. And therefore, again, it can't be considered an Eichel Mitoich Eichel because it's not immediately edible. Ask the Gemara, Eima Bei Bar Yochni. Maybe, who says we're talking about a chicken? Maybe it's the egg of a Bar Yochni, which is a very large egg. And maybe the shear should be a lot, not just a Beya. Answers the Gemara, Tefastam Ruba Loi Tefasta, Tefastam Ur Tefasta. When we ever have a choice to take a smaller amount or a larger amount, we always take the smaller amount. And therefore, if we could indeed suggest that it's the egg of this Bar Yochni, but that's a larger egg, we rather could say a smaller egg. So now the question of, as the Gemara, the Bar Yochni, as we said, is a very large egg. And since it's a very large egg, the Gemara in Masechta Bechoros teaches us that a Bar Yochni once hatched an egg, and it was so large that it caused 60 cities to drown and 300 trees to come down. And even though the Bar Yochni may not necessarily be a kosher egg, still the halacha is that we're not talking about being able to eat this particular thing. It has to be something that falls into the category of Eichel Mitoich Eichel. So here, the Gemara teaches us a concept that comes up often in Shas: Tefasta Merubah Loi Tefasta, Tefasta Mur Tefasta. And Rashi in Masechta Sukkah, Daf Hei Amud Beis, Divrei HaMaskil, Tefasta Merubah explains what's the logic behind this concept. We always take the smaller shear because the smaller shear is a kula and the larger shear is the chumrah, which is not necessarily always the case, but that's how Rashi over there explains it. But most Rishonim, including Tosfos, explain they explain it in a much simpler way. They say tefasta merubah, tefasta muat. If you take the smaller amount, you're safe. You know that that you took a safe bet. Because it's certainly the smaller shear is included in the bigger shear. But if you take the bigger shear, you might have been taking the large. You might have been taking the shear, which is the wrong shear, and then you won't be able to hold on to it. So take, so to speak, the safe bet. So as Tosfos Yom Kippurim asks, over here, Rashi Svara doesn't work, because the largest shear is the kula, because it won't be tummy until it's the size of this big egg, not the smaller shear. So he answers that when we say tefasta merubah loi tefasta, it doesn't mean that every circumstance, to defend Rashi, it doesn't mean that in every situation the biggest shear is the chumrah and the smaller shear is the kula. Since in most cases the biggest shear is the chumrah, even in this particular situation the biggest shear is the kula, the rule became tefasta merubah tefasta, tefasta muat loi tefasta. Says the Gemara, and if the Eima, so now actually the Rishonim point out, now that the Gemara gave this teretz of tefasta merubah loi tefasta, the Gemara's teretz that it gave earlier, that we could have been talking about Gedi or these other examples, that teretz could have been given there. But the Achronim say that it's very often the derech of Shas, that even though the answer, the concept that the Gemara ultimately uses is the answer that is the correct answer, and it could apply to a number of situations, the derech of the Gemara is to always try other terutzim until it reaches this teretz, which is irrefutable. It's along the concept of lahagdil Torah ladira. That's the way we have more Torah in the world. We have more of a concept of learning. Ask the Gemara, so if we're looking for a smaller shear, Veima base of the tzipurta. Maybe it's the egg of tzipurta, the zuta tuva, which is very small. And if we're looking for a smaller shear, then let's say it's this shear, if we want to follow the concept of tefasta meruba, loi tefasta. So the Gemara actually doesn't answer this question. And the Gemara gives a different source, how we get to the Beya. Although I saw that the Mefarshim that suggested that the Gemara could have said that indeed it is possibility, but the Gemara, when it speaks about a Beya, speaks about a chicken egg, because that is the most common egg. When we speak about an egg, typically we mean a chicken egg. Revere the Day Omer, the Pasuk says, but the Pasuk in describing, as we began the shiur today, about Tumas Eichlin, says, Mikola Eichel Asher Yeachel, that teaches us, Eichel Shata Eichel Bebas Achas, the amount of food that can be eaten in one eating. The Shir Chachamim and Chazal determined the Ein Beis Abli and Machzor Yoytzer Bebeita and Agoilus. Exactly the size of a chicken egg is the amount that could fit into the throat of somebody, and that's why we know Makala Eichel Shay Eichel refers to a chicken egg. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Ha Eichel Chalev. If somebody eats a kezayis of chalev b'zman hazeh, and if somebody eats a kezayis chalev b'shoygi b'zman hazeh, he's mechuyev to bring a carbon chatos. Of course, we don't unfortunately have such a situation. Tzarech sheyichtav lo shir, he should write down in his notes how much he ate, exactly the amount that he ate. Shema yava bezn acher, maybe a bezn will come the yirba b'shurim and say that the shir that you like that you'll be able to determine how much it is that you ate and how much you'll know from that. That did you do an Aveira? Are you chayv a karm chattis or you're not chayv a karm chattis? So, my Yerub Shurin asked the Gemara. So the Brisker Rav asks a question. He says, going back to something that we spoke about at the beginning of the Shir, the halacha is that Shurim are halacha l'mash m'sinai. And if shiurim are halach l'maish m'sinai, how could a bezdin change those shiurim? So the Brisker Rav explains that yes, Chazal the shiurim the halach l'maish m'sinai tell us that the shiur for eating is a kezayis, but what is the size of a kezayis? That the halach l'maish m'sinai doesn't tell us, and that's why the Gemara is saying that we have to write down exactly how much of the chalev we ate, so that when Mashiach comes, or another Bezna comes, we'll speak about this soon, we'll know, did you eat the amount that you chayev or not? But ask the Gemara, exactly what did he mean? My Yerub B'Shurim, what was meant with this statement? Inem the chayev carbon kazayis cotton, that maybe they'll come along and say that you don't only bring a carbon when you ate the shear of a average size egg, even if you average size kezayis, even if you ate the shear of a smaller kezayis, then the halacha will be that they're going to say that you already considered that you chayev karmi chattis. So maybe when you ate a smaller shear and you thought that you won't be chayev karmi chattis, a Mashiach will come and will say that even if you ate a smaller amount, you chayev karmi chattis. Ask the Gemara, the Torah, when it speaks about the parasha, the chiva karmachatas for Tanya, the Braitzer, explaining that pasuk says, "Ashloi susana be'ashogeg v'ashem, hashav mi diyosai." If somebody did an aveira b'shogeg, because only chiva karmachatas if you did the aveira b'shogeg, and you notified the person that what you did is aveira, and if you would have told him, he would have stopped. That's the person that if he wasn't told, maybe carbon al shigasai, he has to bring a carbon when he did that very b'shagig. But like shav yediyasai, if somebody, even if he were told, would have still done the aveira, that is not considered that any maybe carbon shigasai. So now we don't know we don't have the smaller shear. And since we don't know that that's the shear, how can we say that even if Bezin will say it's the shear, but that can't change the halacha? Ella says the Gemara de la Mechayvi carbon atik a kezayis gadol. Maybe you thought you ate a kezayis, and you did eat a kezayis, but Bezin's going to come along and say that shear is too small. And even though you thought you did an aveira, you actually did not do an aveira because it doesn't have the proper shear. So ask the Gemara. Based on what we said at the beginning, the Gemara now attempts to understand the Havamina. The Gemara in the Havamina said, the Bezdin may come along and say that even if you eat a smaller amount, you're going to be Chayv HaKarmachatas. So the Gemara says, it doesn't, what were the words of Rebbe Lozer? Yabin Meshurim, Shami, they're not going to make the shear bigger. According to the Havamina, they were going to make the shear smaller. Answers the Gemara, what it meant to say was, Shemi Yabin Bekabonis. What the Gemara meant to say was, there'll be more situations where people will be Mechuy of a carbon chattas for eating chalev because Mach Meshurim, because they said that the shear is a smaller shear. So the basis of our Gemara is based on a Mishnah, a Gemara Masech the Shabbos, Daf Yud Beis, where Rav Shmuel once, B'shoigig was Mechal Shabbos, and he wrote down in his records that Kishiyot Beis HaMikdash, I'm going to bring a carbon chattas shemena. I'm going to bring a big carbon chattas. Rashi says, so Rashi based on this says, because maybe Mashiach is going to come and you're mechuyev a carbon chattas. But Rashi makes the point to say, maybe Mashiach will come, the very masculine inema, maybe Mashiach will come during the person's lifetime. Why? Because as we've learned many times, even if somebody is mechuyev a carbon chattas, and before he could bring the carbon chattas, he passed away, the halacha is that when Mashiach comes, he won't have to bring a karma chattas. Because as we've explained, chattas shemesu b'leah, a karma chattas whose owners have passed away, no longer have to bring the karma chattas. And the reason is, because the purpose of the karma chattas is to be a kapara for the aveira that the individual did. Be'en l'cha kapara, there is no greater kapara than misa, than death. And therefore, if the person will die before Mashiach comes, and then Mashiach will come and will have Tchiyas HaMesim, the person who did an Aveira for which there is a Chiyav Karbon Chatos will not have to bring another carbon. Furthermore, the Sfasemis asks, why are we concerned that if the shear of a Kazayis may change, so we should say the same by mitzvahs? In other words, he asks, for example, on Pesach, we know we have to eat a Kazayis Matzah. And we know what is the shear of a Kazayis Matzah. But ask the Sfasemis, why should we not be concerned that when Mashiach comes, he'll tell us that the shear of a Kazayis is much larger and we have not fulfilled the mitzvah? So shouldn't the halacha be that we should eat much more than a Kazayis because of that concern? So the Sfasemis says that the Gemara in Masech Rosh Hashanah quotes the pasuk that you have Ashoifer Ashiyah B'yom Mehem. And we learn from that Gemara, Masech Rosh Hashanah Daf Chaf Hei, that in every generation, Chazal, there is Chazal, and that person, and we have to follow whatever Chazal teach us. So the Chazal teaches us that this is the shear of a Kazayis, we don't have to be concerned about anything else. Our Gemara, says the Sfasemis, is somewhat different. Our Gemara is speaking that the person is going to bring the Karma Chattas after Mashiach comes. And after Mashiach comes, there'll be a new Sanhedrin. And they will be able to paskin differently than our current Bezdin. But as long as we have a current Bezdin, we don't have to do different than what the current Bezdin tells us to do. The Shas Tshuvas Chikrei Leiv discusses that we know that the Pasuk says, Kalaisik B'Taris, the Gemara says, Kalaisik B'Taris Oila, if somebody learns about a carbon oila, kilo hikrav oila, kalaisa b'taris chatos, is kilo hikrav chatos. So the question is, if somebody did an aveira, why does he have to write down that he has to bring a carbon chatos? Shouldn't he just sit down and learn the halachas of carbon chatos? And it should be considered that it's if he brought the carbon chatos, and then even when Mashiach comes, he won't have to bring another carbon chatos. So the Chikrei Leiv says that as much as the halacha is that kol oisik b'taris chatos is kila hikrif chatos, it doesn't change, says the Chikrei Leiv, that he's still chayv karma chatos. Albeit, as we just learned, that's only Mashiach comes in his lifetime. The only thing that kol oisik b'taris chatos kila hikrif chatos, he says, has the ability to do, it has the ability to protect you that you did an aveira, and you have, albeit b'shogig, and you need some protection. So for that, you have the common chatos that will, that the oisik b'toros chatos that will protect you. But it cannot accomplish any more than that. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, shurim v'onshim, the shurim that we discuss, the onshim for averus, halacha moshe m'sinai, are all halacha moshe m'sinai. Ask the Gemara, onshim, when the Torah, when somebody does an aveira and the Torah describes the einish, michtav chsivi, they're explicitly written in the Torah. What are we saying that the halach l'mash m'sinai? Says the Gemara hachikomer. This is what Rabbi Yochanan meant to say. Shurim shal einshim, the shur of einshim, are halach l'mash m'sinai. How much do you have to do to be deserving of an einish? The halach is that that is all taught us by halach l'mash m'sinai. So the Rishash asks, why does the Gemara use the words shiurim shal einshim? The Gemara should have said shiurim, because shiurim are not only relevant, as the Rishash, to averus, but they're also relevant to mitzvahs, as we just described. We need to know how much matzah we have to eat to be mekayim the mitzvah of achilas matzah. So Rishash says that the reason the Gemara says shiurim shal einshim, it goes back to something we discussed, as the Rishash, at the beginning of this parak. At the beginning of this parak, we discussed the concept of chatzi shiur. And even if you hold, says the Rishash, as we discussed quite extensively, that chatzi shiur is also min ha-Torah, but there is no oinish. So what the Gemara says is that it should be considered a shiur that you chayiv an oinish, and it's not in the category of chatzi shiur also min ha-Torah. Tanya min ha-Mihochi, and says the Gemara, Shi'urim shal einshim, very explicit, as halacha l'mash m'sinai. Says the Gemara, Cherem oimrim, Bezdin shal yavitz was a seal by Kanas, Tiknam. They were the ones that established the Shurim. Ask the Gemara, how can we suggest so? V'ksiv, doesn't the Torah say, Elo ha-mitzvahs? And we learn from here, She'ein Novi Rishayil Chadish Tov Me'ata, that a Novi has no right to introduce any new mitzvahs. So how can we say that this Bezdin Shal Yavitz, that the Bezdin of Asnil Bar Knas was the one that taught us the Shurim? Ella, says the Gemara, Shachem, they were forgotten, the Chaz V'Yoznam. But the Gemara explains, in Masech the Temura, Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, that when Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter, they forgot 3,000 halachas. And the one who had the ability to remind us of these 3,000 halachas was a snail by Knas Yavetz, and the Shurim are included in that amount. And the Chiddush of this I saw is that even though most, the Gemara says that how was a snail by Knas able to replicate those halachas, the way he was able to do it was with pilpul, with lomdus. But Shurim are not based on pilpul and lomdus. And still, the Gemara says it was reintroduced that way. So the way the Mefarshim explained the Machloikis, that the Tana Kama is of the opinion, and Rabbi Yochanan of the opinion, that this Shurim are not included in the Halachas that were forgotten in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, and that the Acherim hold that this was something that was forgotten in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, and it was the Bezdin of Yavetz that we reintroduced that. The Shulchan Aruch says the Gemara. Amr Ashaisa Malay Lugmov, if somebody drinks Malay Lugmov on Yom Kippur, the halacha is that he's chayiv. Amr Yehuda Mishmul, Loy Malay Lugmov Mamish. When we speak about Malay Mugmov, it doesn't mean both cheekfuls. A kol shem is a kenel tzarechod. If you push it, the liquid that you're drinking to one cheek, and that cheek will look full, for Yirak Malay Lugmov, that will be enough that you should be chayiv. Ask the Gemara, but for Nantana, we learned in our Mishnah explicitly that the shear is Malay Lugmov. So how are we all of a sudden now saying that the shear is Kamalay Lugmov? Answer the Gemara, Ema, that the Mishnah means to say Kamalay Lugmov. Meisvei, ask the Gemara, we learned in Brisa, how much does a person drink on Yom Kippur to be chayiv? Beshamam and Revius, Beshilam Rimloy Lugmov. If it looks like a cheek full, the amount you could swallow in one time. So we see that Beis Hillel says, both cheekfuls, not well, like we're learning one cheekful. And answers the Gemara, your question, we already answered. Our Mishnah also said, but even though our Mishnah said Meloy Lugmav, we've explained that what, even though that Mishnah uses that word, it means Kadesh Yira, that it looks like Meloy Lugmav, but it only means one cheekful. Hachinami, here too, it doesn't mean a Meloy Lugmav, it looks, means Kadesh Yira, that's what Reis Hillel meant, and therefore it's not a contradiction. But ask the Gemara, if we're saying that Beis Hillel means, that it means Kamloi Lugmav, only one cheekful, and that's also the opinion of Rebbe Elazar. So where is the machloikis between Beis Hillel and Rebbe Elazar? But clearly, this price indicates that there is a machloikis between Rebbe Elazar and Beis Hillel. Answers the Gemara, Ikmanayim Beloi Lugmav Doichot. That according to Rebbe Elazar, you don't have to have it really look like a full cheekful. And according to Beis Hillel, it has to be a full cheekful. And I saw that the Rashi, that's the way Rashi explains the Gemara, and the Gvurs explains that we have a rule throughout Shas that when we have two Tanoim that seem to be saying the same thing and we have to find the difference, we always apply the stricter opinion to the second Tana. And that's why Rebbe Elazar, who comes later in the Braisa, holds a smaller shear. It doesn't have to look like such a full cheekful versus the Beis Hillel. But ask the Gemara, Maskler Ravoshia. So it turns out that in Cain, Beis Hillel holds the shear is Kamloi Lugmav, like one cheekful, and Havale, so that's going to be Mekuli Beis Shammai or Mechumer Beis Hillel. According to Beis Hillel, it has to be the amount of one cheekful, which is less than a revius by an average person. Beis Shammai says that the shear is a revius. And the Mishnais in Masech Idyos list all the places that Beis Shammai is the Mekel and Beis Hillel is the Machmer. According to the way we're learning now, this Mishnah should have been mentioned in Masech Idyos as an example where Beis Shammai is the Mekel. Answers the Gemara, Amalei Rabba Kiyachal, that when we spoke in this Braisa about the different Shiurim, that, and it indicated that Beis Hillel has a smaller shear than Beis Shammai, that's not the case that this Braisa is referring to. Oy Melech HaBoshen Itchel. The Braisa is speaking about Oy Melech HaBoshen, who is always the example throughout Shas of a very large individual, and in his case, the Kamaloi Lugmav, the cheekful, is larger than a revius, and then why it turns out that Beis Shammai is L'chumra. Maskur Reb Zeira, Mashna Achila, but now Reb Zeira asks the question, when we speak about the Isra Achila Yom Kippur, so the Mishnah and the Gemara that we discussed in the previous year gave one standard shear to everybody, the Kol Chad V'Chad B'Kosevis. The shear that was established, that the Isra Achila Yom Kippur, is a Kosevis. And why? And a Kosevis is a standard shear for everybody. It doesn't make a difference if you're big or small. But by shtia, by drinking, we're learning, it is dependent on the individual. It depends on the size of your cheek. And Boig Melech HaBoshen, we just said, has a big cheek. So why by shtia, asked the Gemara, Maishno shtia, the kol chad v'chad b'didei, when we speak about shtia, we look at every individual separately, and we don't have one standard shear. Amalei, answered the Gemara, Amalei Abaye, Kimlu hu l'rabonon. Chazal established b'kosevis that the shear achil is a b'kosevis because Chazal taught us the b'hochim yasvedate, as we discussed in the previous year. When you eat a kosevis, that establishes satisfaction. Batsa mahochi, less than a kosevis, lem yasva, there is no satisfaction. B'shtiyah, the Chazal determined that that's when we speak about achila. But when it comes to shtia, they're drinking, but the day miyasudate, every person is different. And it depends on the chavre le miyasudate, it depends on every person what is their cheekful. Maskler Abzeira, ask the Gemara, If everybody, the shear is a kesavas, and Malach HaBashan, that was just described, is such a large individual, also a kesavas, will satisfy them. Amalei Abaya, Kim Lahu Rabbanim, yes. Chazal established that a kesavas mehach miyas v'dati causes satisfaction. Bats mehachi, noy miyas v'dati. Less than a kesavas, you don't have Yusuve data. Miu, the Kula Alma, by everyone, what does that mean? It means Tuva. Not only will you have Yeshiva Das, but you'll have Yeshiva Das for a longer amount of time. Oig Melech HaBashan will have Yusuve data with a Kesevis. The only difference between Oig Melech HaBashan, because he's so large versus everybody else, is that his Yeshiva Das will be for a shorter amount of time. But that doesn't mean that he doesn't have Yeshiva Das. And as I saw, the Tosfos Yom Kippurim explains, because it really depends on the digestion in the stomach. A smaller person, it takes him longer to digest the food. A larger person has a larger stomach, and therefore his digestion works quicker. But the Yisuvei Data is not connected to the digestion. The Yisuvei Data is connected to will you have satisfaction, and that everybody equally has by Kosevis. Maskel Rav Zeira, and along the same line, now that we are repeating that everything is dependent on Yisuvei Data when we speak about the Shurim on Yom Kippur, Basar Shemen, somebody eats a fatty piece of meat, the Shir is a Kosevis. Lulei Gefanim, if you eat the vines of a tree, and also not very fatty, filling meat, is that also going to be kesavas? Says the Gemara, absolutely. Amalei Abaya. Abaya answers, Kim l'Rabbanon, Chazal established the b'hochi miyas v'dati, that yeshiva das you have with a kesavas of any type of food. Batz m'hochi, less than a kesavas, loy miyas v'dati, you don't have the satisfaction. Miu, the only difference is basa shaman tuva. If you'll eat a kesevis of a fatty piece of meat, the satisfaction will last longer. Lulei gefanim, if you'll eat lulei gefanim, the satisfaction will be porta for a small amount of time. But there'll be satisfaction by both, and since there's going to be satisfaction by both, that's the shear always a kesevis. Maskula Rava. So now Rava asks, we know that whenever the Torah tells us about the shear of a kazayis, whether it's referring to an Aveira, that you ate Machalos Asuris, and the shear of Machalos Asuris, as we keep on repeating, is a kazayis, or whether you're eating food for a mitzvah, like we keep on speaking, eating matzah, you have to eat that food in the shear of Kedai Achilas Pras. The shear of Kedai Achilas Pras is... There are many, many opinions amongst the Paiskim. It's anywhere from 2 minutes to 9 minutes. And the Michas Chinuch wants to suggest that it's difficult to just say amount of minutes. The Michas Chinuch wants to suggest that when we speak about Achtei Achilas Pras, we also have to take into consideration the person. Some people eat quicker, some people eat slower. We have to also take in consideration the exact food that's being eaten. And therefore, according to Michas Chinuch, it's going to be very difficult to determine a uniform number for Kedai Achilas Pras. And I guess, according to Michas Chinuch, we're always going to have to be Machmer. Moreover, most Rishonim are of the opinion that what does the Gemara mean when it says here, Kedai Achilas Pras? That means how much time it took you to eat this food. 2 minutes to 9 minutes. How much time did it take you to eat the food? However, the Ran explains, Kedai Achilas Pras, is that as long as you're eating the food, it doesn't make a difference how long it took you to eat the food. When the Gemara speaks here about Kedai Achilas Pras, the Ran says, how much time did you stop of eating at all? But if you were eating and you were constantly eating and chewing, it doesn't make a difference how long it took you to eat or how long it took you to chew. If you don't stop eating or chewing, then that's considered one ma'isa achila. Because Sevis, when it comes to eating the kasevis, which is much larger than kazayis, b'chtei chilas pras, why should it be that way? It should be a larger amount of time, because the food, a longer amount of time, because the food is more food. Amale Abaye, so Abaye says, again, going back to the concept that we keep on repeating, Kimlu Rabbanan, the Vahachim Yasvidate. If you eat a kesevis in the shear of Kedei Achilas Pras, then you will have Yisuvei Date. B'tfei Mahachi, if it takes you longer to eat, Lam Yasvidate. And therefore, even though it's a larger amount, the shear Achila of Kedei Achilas Pras remains the same. Maskula Rava, Kazayas, we have to have Kedei Achilas Pras. Chatzi pras. The halacha is that if somebody eats a chatzi pras, that's the shear that if somebody eats food which is tamei, if he ate a chatzi pras, which is the amount of two bayim, that's when he becomes tamei, and there too, the shear is kedei achilas pras. And the Gemara's question is obvious, why here is it the same amount as by a kazayis, even though this is so much larger than a kazayis? Amalei Rapapa, so Rapapa responds, Hanachla Tumas Gviya, this concept that if somebody eats food that's Tamei, he becomes Tamei, is Lav Daraisa. And that's why Chazal were more lenient and said even though the shear is a much larger shear, it's a Chatzi Pras, it's still Bechtei Chilz Pras, and if it took you longer to eat, you will not be Tamei. Ask the Gemara, Omiyam Rapapa Hachi, that eating tamei diga food is only a tumah drabbanon. V'ksiv loy tetamubam v'net meisimbam v'amar apapa mekanshe tumas gviya b'daraisa. So this is proof that eating tamei diga food is also an issa daraisa. So why are we saying it's only drabbanon? Answer the Gemara, no. Tumas oichlin is only a tumah drabbanon. And kra is an asmach de ba'alma. The pasuk is only an asmach de ba'alma that's why, but to teach us this halacha, but the halacha is the person doesn't become tamei just from eating tamei diga food. So we learned in the Mishnah, Kala Oichlam, all the various different foods, mitstafel kasevis. Amra papa, ochel umtsul milcha. If somebody ate meat with salt on it, mitstarf, the salt is mitstarf to the food, to the sheer kasevis. Vafagav, the lava chiluhu. Salt is really not a food. Nobody eats salt alone. Kiven d'achli inichi. People indeed don't eat food, salt itself. However, people do eat meat with salt, and that's why it's mustarfim. And that's why Rashi says that when the Gemara says, ochel umtsu milcha, it means is that you ate the meat with the salt on it. But the Maram Chaviv, the Tosfos Yom Kippurim says, let's say you eat meat, and right away after eating the meat, you'll eat salt. And as Chazal teach us, Acha chiloscha achoel melech, that as soon as you finish eating, always eat salt. That may be the halacha, but that isn't a way that the food will have a shir kasevis. It's only a shir kasevis if you eat the food with the salt on it in the amount of as it's normally eaten. Amar Esh Lakish, tzir, a dip that they put vegetables into it, shalgabe yerek, mitztarf l'kasevis b'yom kippurim. Again, so there's two pshatim. Rashi says, either it's the vegetables, it's the sauce that comes out of the vegetables, and it's mitztarf, or it's talking about, as we just said, that they used to dip the vegetables into a dip. Ask the Gemara pshita. Of course, they go together. So of course, you'll be chayif. Answers the Gemara. Madutema mashkahu, that the tzir is a mashka, and as we learned, mashka and oichla nam mitztarif, says the makala chshuri ochla, any mashka which is part of the way that you eat the food, even though it is a mashka, kochlahu, the loch is it's treated like an oichel, and it's going to be mitztarif to the shir. Amresh lokish, ha'oichel achil gasa, if somebody is so full that he can't eat, and he eats that way on Yom Kippur, he just can't eat, potter. He's not chayiv v'achil on Yom Kippur. My Tama, the Pasuk, as we keep on saying, that speaks about the Isra achil on Yom Kippur, says, Asher lo suna, prat l'mazik, eating food, eating food in such a fashion that you ate the food that it's mazik you, that is not considered eating, and therefore you're not chayiv. And the Mishnah Melech says that the same halacha will be regarding drinking. If you drink, you can't eat. If you drink an achila in such a fashion, an achila gasa, the halacha is it's not considered that you're chayiv. The Rama says in the name of the cowboy, if somebody ate and he's full, but then he eats something which is particularly appetizing, even though he's completely full, the halacha is that he's chayiv. Because the Gemara says, Raf chal psume shchicha, there's always room for something delicious. And therefore, since there's always room for something that's delicious, the halacha is that it's not that it's considered an achila. So why is the halacha that if you ate achila gasa, you're not chayiv yom kippur? The pashut pshat is that since this is it falls into the category of shloi kederach achila. Anything that's not eaten, if you can't enjoy it, it's shloi kederach achila and you're chayiv. But the Shagas Aryeh seems to learn differently, and we spoke about this previously because there are many paiskim who are of the opinion that on Yom Kippur there is no heter of shloi kederach achila. Rather, the halacha is that the reason you're not chayiv is that the reason you're not chayiv is because it's just not considered eating. It's like eating stone. Just like you eat stone and not chayiv, here too, it's when you're eating, when you're in such a situation, it's not considered that you ate something. Or I saw other Rishonim that explain, the whole Issa on Yom Kippur, as we keep on repeating, of eating is based on inui, or lack of inui. Here, when you're already full, holding yourself back from eating or eating something that you can't eat anyway doesn't represent inui. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu Amar Eshlok, Zor she'ochel truma achil gasa. If Yisrael eats truma, we know. If he eats truma, it's a very serious aveira. B'mezid yischayim misim b'day shemayim. B'shoigig, he has to pay keren v'choymish. B'shalim s'keren, he has to pay the keren. However, v'ein m'shalim s'choymish, he need not pay the choymish. Because the Torah, when it speaks about adding the choymish payment, says v'ish kiyoychal, prat l'mazik, this is not considered a ma'isa achila. Am Rabbi Yirmiyah, Am Rabbi Yochanan, zor shekasa s'ayrim. If a zor chewed raw barley that was truma, mishalem keren, v'ein mishalem s'choymish. Again, for the same reason, kiyoychal, it only has to be a derech achila, prat l'mazik, this is not considered a ma'isa achila. Amar Rav Shizbi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Zor shebala shezifin shel truma. If a zor swallowed truma prunes, v'kion, and he expelled them when they're still whole, v'ochlam acher, and then another person ate them, the rishon, the first person, mishalom keren v'chaimish, he has to pay keren v'chaimish, because even though he swallowed them whole, Rashi explains, swallowing something whole is still considered a ma'is achila. And whenever there's a ma'is achil of truma b'shoigig by Yisrael, he has to pay keren v'chaymish. Even though here we're learning that b'liya is considered an achila, there's a question by matzah: if you swallow the matzah whole, and are you yotzer? So the Taurus Chaim explains that we can't compare this to that. Because by matzah, there is an element that you have to have anor from the matzah. This is not, by truma, there's no such a din. And now, the sheni that ate these prunes, and as all the Rishonim explained, the prunes were still whole, but he ate them, then the halacha is, enem shalom al demay etzum rishon bavad. He only has to pay the value that they can be used as firewood. Because, as the Rishonim explained, when the first person swallowed them, and he swallowed them, albeit they shouldn't have, they become his. Once they become his, and he then expels them, they're mius, and they're only usable for firewood. And therefore, the amount that the second person would have to pay would only be the amount of the value as firewood. And as I said before, the Shagas Aryeh makes a very important point, that even though on Yom Kippur, we're learning an achila gasa, which is considered in the category of mazik is not considered a maisa achila, and therefore if you eat that way on Yom Kippur, you're potter. But unlike in all other areas of halacha, if you ate food shloi kederach achila, not in the normal fashion of eating on Yom Kippur, the halacha is that that's considered achila, and if you ate kesevis b'kedei achilas pras, you would be chayiv on Yom Kippur.